Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, where I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I love that. I love living this life. The reason that I'm living this life is that I don't want to be lost. I'm working out my soul salvation. And I want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I'm not leaving anything to chance. I'm on purpose living my life and doing the things that God is giving me to do. And he has encouraged me through the name that he gave me, Mrs. Fabulous, to live an excellent life. And so that's what I strive to do, to live the word of God. And I love it. I love it. I am a practicing believer who practices living the word of God. I crave the word in my life. I'm always looking and checking and seeing how can I get it better. How can I do it better? Because, like I say, I want my crown. So I'm practicing day by day, putting on, dressing in the word of God, that he be pleased with me. For he said if our lives please him, then we can ask him, and he'll give us whatever we ask. So I'm asking that the Lord continue to bless, continue to give me, continue to give me for the craving. I crave that word. I crave living this life. And who would have thought, that's what I think, who would have thought that it would be so sweet over in here? But you don't know that until you get into it. You've got to get in it to know that it's just like he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And so you have to come on in and taste and see. Because, you know, the enemy, he tries his best to keep us from getting on the inside, because he knows it's just like what's the candy with the peanut butter in the middle? The chocolate on the outside, but the peanut butter is in the middle. And you want to get to the peanut butter, but you got to eat the chocolate first, or you got to go through the chocolate to get to the peanut butter. So we have to taste and see to find out truly how good the Lord is, because he keeps us in peace. He gives us joy. The fruit of the Spirit, he gives it to us. That's That's who we are, to be, to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. But we got to get on the inside. We got to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so that's why I practice living the Word of God, because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything. So if I keep practicing and practicing, I'm going to get there. So that's why I practice the God habit. I don't want to take any chances. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I keep on, just keep my focus on the Word of God and on living this life. And that does not mean that you live a dull life. I don't live a dull life. As a matter of fact, I live a lively life. Lively, because he said that we are lively stones and that we are a peculiar people. So I'm just living my part of having and being filled with the precious gift that God has shared with me of the Holy Ghost. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I magnify God on today for that. All righty then. I am so glad that you have joined me on today for this broadcast for all the month. This is part two of Wake Up, Saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. This is part two. So all month long, we're going to be talking about the authority that God has given us, because we need to be aware of this authority, and then we need to walk in it. God gave it to us to encourage us, to let us know what we have, what he did for us, all that he went through for us, so that we could enjoy our lives. He don't want us to just be just going through the motions, but he wants us to live this life. And so I am encouraged on today to do just that. And so this is part two of Wake Up, Saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. All right? So, yes, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I hope that you are encouraged, that you're listening in, and if you didn't know, that you will read along with me, study along with me. If you have some ideas about this, you can call in to the broadcast at 347-850-8928, and you can share what you have on the subject on today. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then let's get into our subject on today of Wake Up, Saints. God has given us authority to walk. So walk in that authority. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Father, we magnify you today for who you are, God. You are great, and you are worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you on today, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would anoint us today in your word, God, as we talk about and share, Lord, what you have given to us, God. In the name of Jesus, bless each one, God, each listener, God. In the name of Jesus, encourage their hearts on today, God. Give them how to use and speak with the authority that you have given, God. In the name of Jesus, for nobody but you, Lord, nobody but you, God, can give it and has given it. You died for it, God, that we might have this inheritance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we magnify you for it right now, God. Now, Father, we ask your continued blessings in the name of Jesus. Look on the sick, the saints, the bereaved families on today, God. The Davis family, our superintendent, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our pastor and bless him and all nations, God. Thank you for the revival, God. continue to strengthen Superintendent Bishop Green, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As only God, you can do that in the name of Jesus. And those that have requested prayer, Lord, bless them, touch, heal, deliver, and set free your people everywhere, God. And we just thank you for it, and we magnify you for it. And God, we give you all of the glory and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray today. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We praise God on today. Amen. For our sister on this afternoon. Amen. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. God bless you on today. Our co-host today is none other than Apostle Johnson, Apostle Jackie Johnson. And she is here with us today from, she's the pastor of Purposed by God Outreach Ministry in Austin. And so she's going to help us to talk about this topic on today. Wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. What do you think, Apostle Johnson, about that? Hello?
Yes,
hello? Did I cut
hello,
you off?
Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I hear you. Yes. Hello?
I'm saying this. Hello?
You hear me?
I do hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. So what do you think about that? Do you think the saints need to wake up? You think there's too many sleeping saints?
Oh, yes, ma'am, it is. It's too many. We've been asleep too long. It's time to wake up and
yes.
Do what God wants.
Yes. So, yes, ma'am, for they need to wake up, for God has given us authority. You know, for the longest time, I did not realize the authority God has given us, and then still, yet, it's because it's a work on. It's a practice, because this life, we have to practice living this life, and you got to keep doing it until it becomes a part of you.
Amen.
And so that's one of the things that I am, that's why it makes me so upset, you know, that all of the tools that we have that are in the Word of God, that we don't know how to use, and we don't,
amen.
And those know how to use them, don't use them. We don't want to pay the price that we have
right.
to pay, you know, to walk in this Word, because there is a price to pay. And so
yes,
I wanted you to share your thoughts.
Amen. Well, one thing I really want to make sure that we bring home today, that God is sending out warnings left and right that
yes.
the end time soon to come. And
yes.
so things have came on the scene because the body of Christ have been asleep. They have
mm.
not been able, have not been standing tall and walking in the authority that God has given them. When
yes.
when a person don't say anything, it's as though they agree with what's going on. It's time to
yes.
take a stand in prayer and also being voiceful when wrong is being done, calling wrong wrong and right right.
Yes.
And
yes.
but the thing about it is, until the body of Christ get into their word and get into their position of prayer, they don't really know the authority that they do have.
Yes.
It's time
yes.
out for in the authority of the devil, where that's our sinful nature, allowing our sinful nature to lead us and guide us. Instead, we need to crucify this flesh on a daily basis and be
right.
able to allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our life.
Amen. Amen. And I like that.
Amen.
I like that. Allowing him on a daily basis. And that is a
yes.
practice life. It's
yes.
it's one of those fruits that talks about how that we have to discipline our own selves and comfort that we do it with that patience. I was listening to somebody, I think it was on yesterday, and they were talking about to your faith, you know, the scripture that says to your faith add patience, and to your patience, you know, to you keep adding. But that's a practice that we have to do in our lives. And I thank God a long time ago, I know I had no patience. But God will, we ask him, he will give us how. He will teach us how to do everything. Because he said, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask. And when I first came to Texas, I had two dresses and no money to buy dresses. So I asked God to anoint my hands to sew. And so God did just, he anointed my hands to sew, and I started sewing. The first outfit, nobody could wear it, but that was but that was all right because I was learning. And so what God gave me out of that is that, yes, I've anointed your hands to sew, but it's going to take time to develop what I have given you. And what I had to first thing is that you have to get that pattern, and then you have to pin that pattern down. That takes time. And then you have to cut out the pattern. And then you've got to put the pieces together.
Say that
and
now.
So each step is a process. Each step is a process. Just like our living this holy life is a process. That butterfly don't become that beautiful butterfly overnight. It's a process that he goes through to become that beautiful butterfly. So the same with us. We have to get in God's word, dress in it. That's what I say. And that's the book that I'm working on, dressing in God's designer word. And I didn't realize how so much so that we need to dress in it daily. And so that's what I practice doing, dressing in that word. And so as it says, as believers, we have been given the authority to speak and call things happen. However, we must know the authority we have been given as children of God and know how to walk in that authority. So how do we know we have been given power and authority? So I don't know if you had, did you get it, have any scriptures that you wanted to share?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I came prepared.
Okay.
Amen. I wanted to look at Luke 9:1, where it says, and I'm reading from the ESV version, and it says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And the thing about it is power and authority go together.
Yes.
When we walk in authority, we're walking in power.
Amen.
And demons have to obey when we walk in our authority. But a lot of us are being quiet and allowing the demons to speak louder to us than we're speaking to them.
Right, right.
Then another scripture that God gave me was Matthew 28:18. And it says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. With us being representatives with Jesus Christ, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, when we accept Jesus into our hearts, we have authority, and we're supposed to walk. We're an extension of him. He's gone back to the Father, but we're the children of God as well, so therefore we need to walk in the authority that Jesus has.
That's right.
And then I was looking at the last part of Matthew 16:19, that last portion say, I will give you the keys. See, a lot of times we got keys in our hands, but we don't know what they're for. It says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, And whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. It's time to pull out the keys and use them. And how do we use the keys? We got to put them into action. We got to speak. Our mouth is a key as well. It unlocks doors. When we speak into the atmosphere like God did in the beginning before anything was created. He just spoke into the atmosphere so that the earth is moaning and groaning for the sons to act like their daddy. Thank you, God.
All right.
Thank you, God. Things can be done. So things can change. Things can shift. It's time out for the saints to be bound. It's time for us to be loose. But if we accept being bound, then we will stay bound. But God said in his word that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it's time to plant some good seed out into the atmosphere and speak over our own lives, speak over our own bodies, and command it to line up in total healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And then I look at Ephesians 6 and 17, and I look at that portion that says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. It says that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. We're in an evil time right now, y'all. And then having done all in firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you, God. I'm saying God is wanting us to put full armor. This is a war going on, not in just in the natural, but in the spiritual. But we got to put on our whole armor, not just on Sunday, but every day before we walk out of our doors, we need to have the armor of God on our lives. So therefore, we shall be able to stand, and we'll be able to be prepared for whatever fiery darts that may come our way.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Out for us being silent. It's time out for us to walk around with our head down like we have no power. If you got the Holy Ghost, some power, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Hell yeah, my sake, God. There is no power in the kingdom. There is no power in the kingdom.
Yes, and that's why it's so important that we do have these revivals. Revive the same. We ought to stay revived. We got to. God said that we are lively stones, stones.
Yeah.
But you don't see. You see a lot of sleeping people. Their spirits they walking in fear. You so never have I seen so many people that's walking in fear. And God, and you know that's not of God because He said in His Word, He's not given us the spirit of fear. And so when we're walking in it, and look at what fear does, is that fear brings about torment. And that's exactly what the enemy wants to keep us, fearing what's going to be. We're afraid to step out in God. But we got to step, got to take that courage and step out in it. And I like that Matthew 28:18 and then that even at 19, because he was talking about all the power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So go ye therefore, and it's that the power was given to you and to me as part of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We have entered into a position of authority because we are in Him. And I love it that the Holy Ghost is a gift that God gave us. He gave us and came along with that gift. Have you ever received a gift and you open it up and all of that was in that gift? All of that was in there? Oh, my goodness. I talked about earlier about how that it's in there. Sometimes we don't realize what's in it, all that's all in there until we get over in there. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. But you don't really know how it tastes until you get over in there. You can nibble around the edges all you want. That's just like the chocolate in the peanut butter. I done forgot the name of that that candy. The peanut butter's in the middle. So you eat the chocolate because you're trying to get to the peanut butter.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's in there. And so when God... the gift of the Holy Ghost when he gave us that gift, all of these benefits, all of these benefits was in there. And then even Romans 8 and 29 tells us that it was that God predestined us to be informed, to be formed in the image of his son. God sees you and I through the blood of the covenant. On the inside, we are the image of Jesus. As born-again believers, we have authority and we are in his image. I tell you what we have. If we only knew what we have. Sometimes we don't realize what we have until it's too late.
Amen.
It's too late. And then we haven't used it. And then that's just like the, I think I heard somebody say the example of the man being in the, written in the wheel. But he didn't stay in touch. He didn't stay in touch. So he didn't even realize what that he had been left an inheritance.
Right.
So we don't stay in touch with God, like you said, daily. This is a daily walk. We can't walk, like you said, just on Sundays. But we have to walk this walk every day. Every day. And I like the fact that said Jesus succeeded in securing all power by going to the cross, dying, rising again, and defeated Satan in the pit of hell. After Jesus secured power and authority, Jesus freely gave it over into the hands of those who would believe on him. And that's you and me. When we believe, because we are believers, and we have to know that. We have to know who we are in Christ. Know it and then walk it. Walk this walk. Walk, wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. And you know, and we don't have all of the answers. We don't even have it all. All we do is we follow on. As we follow on, we learn the more of how we are to walk in this authority, the power that God has given us. But we have to stay alive ourselves.
Amen.
We've got to stay alive ourselves. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do you have something else you wanted to add?
Yes, when we look at authority, most of the time people look at the word authority and they just see like the president. Or they look at, they think about people that are in high offices and sometimes they may look at the pastor as being in authority, but sometimes people, you know, they don't really want to submit to that. But the thing about it is authority. When we look at the authority, we have to look at where the authority is coming from.
Right.
It says that we are ambassadors for Christ. So therefore, the authority comes down from God through Jesus and to us. So therefore, Jesus is the Lamb of God. And we're his representative on this earth. So when we go into a place, say God sends us into the hospital, we're going in the authority of Jesus Christ. So therefore, we go in with the Spirit. We don't go in in our flesh. We walk in there, but the Spirit man should be able to take over and be able to take authority of the situation and be able to pray and seek life and not death.
Yes. Amen.
But the
thing
when I look at authority and I look at how it's being misused and misrepresented and how people are quick to follow something negative than to follow what the words say. I trust God no matter what, well, no matter what goes. God is still the leader. He's still in charge. No weapon that's formed against us can prosper. We got to know the word and know that, that whatever God told us to do, we just need to submit and be obedient. Authority, you got to authority. God is a gentleman. He's not one that's going to overpower us and make us do. He gives us a free will. But when that man dies and goes away, then the new man should crave to want to please the God that saved you. Hey, y'all,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, I'll go here. If you tell me to stop and don't go there, I'll stop. I'll do what you say, God, because I want to be obedient, and when I stand before you, God, I want to hear the words, well done.
Well,
I want to hear the words.
God, We thank God for the broadcast on today. We thank you for being here, Apostle Johnson, with us. And we just magnify God for his word on today. And we ask that you would continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. And we are more than happy than thanking God for his word on today. We'll continue to bless. But this is all that we have for you today. And we ask that you would tune in on next Wednesday and continue through the month to hear what the Lord has given us about the authority that he has given us to walk in, and it's time to wake up. All right. You have a fabulous day, Apostle Johnson.
You too, Dr. Green.
All right. Bye-bye.